and we are getting started at shack meeting number two. Getting started at 1:35 on, what is today?
January the 12th.
Okay, so I'm Tanya Drake. I'm one of the nurses here.
Michelle Copeland, counselor high school.
Amy Contrusi, counselor at the high school.
Amanda McKillop.
Cynthia Malden.
Hailey McSwain.
Kayla Andrews.
Tiffany Berry, parent.
Jerry Shaw, school nutrition.
Chelsea Hitt, elementary counselor.
Okay, so we are going to be talking, we're going to cover some of our minutes that we had from last time and just update here. Last time we reviewed some of the house bills, we went over those. We had Officer Madam Morris come in and talk to us about our school safety here for the school year 2022-2023. We had open discussion, and Ms. McSwain had talked to us about charges in the cafeteria and some different ways that we could help with student charges, and I believe Jerry's going to address some of that today. Ms. Andrews wanted to talk about if we were still doing the backpacks for the students on Fridays for the students that were needing maybe like food over the weekend. And we had said that we would talk to Ms. Hitt about that, and we did, and she's going to update us on that. We need to set our meetings for the next two. We had set them for just January for this one, so we need to set our next two. And that was really about it. Did anybody need to add anything from last time? Nope.
Not from last meeting, but if we have time, this isn't urgent, but with the DeMar Hamlin cardiac issues, it's just, I had a lot of people reach out to me and go, do you know if our school knows how, you know, how are our coaches trained? And so I know that's more of an athletic question maybe, but if I think maybe this group could understand at least, like, how many AEDs do we have? Where are they placed? Who's trained to use them? And is that even something that we need to talk about?
Yeah, so I'm actually one of the instructors, the CPR instructors. So we have three of us that are actually instructors, and every single coach has to be CPR certified. They're certified every 2 years.
Are they also trained on how to take off the equipment in a way that keeps the C-spine stable?
That would be something that we need to bring up with Coach Hunt and probably the trainer, because I just do the CPR, right, just how to use the AED and all that stuff. So I think that next meeting, I believe, should be like Coach Hunt with athletics, and we can make sure that he it's a very big deal.
But what concerns me, though, is that I'm afraid everybody's going to rush now to, it's a cardiac issue, but the odds are, if especially in football, even in soccer, but especially in football with equipment, it is more likely a C-spine injury.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, and so if we go jerking equipment off, mm-hmm, and taking helmets off so we can do CPR and stuff, mm-hmm, you've now damaged their C-spine more. So there's still, we need to not let current state events bias us, be prepared for, mm-hmm, that, because AEDs save lives. I mean, CPR saves lives 100%. But we need to make sure we're still remembering all the right ways to get the pads off and the helmet off in a safe way.
So can you make sure that you write that down? That we need to, we'll make sure that we talk to Coach Hunt about what all, I'm not for sure, but I actually thought about the same thing, because I was like, goodness, what do we do? Do we go up there and we just start with a pair of scissors and hope this and kind of get those off?
I have a YouTube video from our sports med docs that we were re-educating our primary care doctors, because they were getting questions from the community, you know, from their patients. And so I sent some re-education out, and I just thought that could be helpful just for our general staff. I mean, anybody can do it. You cut them, and then you make sure that you have two people so you can stabilize the head, and you just pull the helmet off, but you gotta take the face mask off. So, like, that's the trick, is you have to have somebody quickly to get the face mask off completely so you can lift it up.
So that would be something, I mean, I would think that what would be a really good idea is if we had some type of, if we practice that, you know,
you
like even
to.
On a, like on a student, you know, like, because just
it's
doing
a
that, because I mean,
thing, and if one person knowing how to do it, you will not keep their neck stable. So anyway,
so that would be something really good to bring up with Coach Hunt and ask him, can we do some training in that where we actually practice out on a the football field or something with someone laying there, and what would we do or something. So you can help us with that.
I would love to help with that.
So yeah, that would be a great idea. But on AEDs, we have lots of AEDs, which I am so, I mean, we actually just got 4 new ones last year. But we have one at every single campus by the office and every single gym, there's one. But then every single coach, like there's one out at the field house, but then every single coach during their season, they check out an AED from the trainer and they keep it for their season. So like baseball coach checks out an AED for the whole season. And then he brings it back at the end of his season. And then, but we have plenty. So like
right.
If softball and baseball are all gone, they each get one.
That's great.
So we have a lot of those. And the nurses and the trainer, we are assigned certain ones. Mm-hmm. And we're responsible to making sure all the equipment is good mm-hmm. in there. We check them every single month. And mm-hmm. they have to come through me and just be signed off that they've checked all of them. All right. So that is what we are doing with that. So any other questions? But I think that's great. We need to do that. Whenever you're ready, you can, Jerry can talk to us about, this is going to be on our focus item this time is going to be school nutrition. So current school wellness policy and then whatever else that we need to talk about.
Okay. We're going to do the more towards the wellness policy that is part of our website. This is actually on our website and it's required to be on our website by the government. This is the wellness policy, the one that y'all have that's on there today. If y'all look at the date of it, it was issued in 2017. It's supposed to be revised every 3 years. We have a triennial review. 2020, COVID. It was due June of 2022. I didn't know about it. I took over July of 2022, so I'm redoing it now. I started it at 6:30 this morning. That's when I found out it was due in June. So what I did, this one at the time was updated. This one's the one that's passed all of our annual reviews and everything. So I went to our, it's called WellSat. It's a wellness school assessment tool. And it asked questions as to what's on our policy, and I answered them. That's our scorecard, is the questions. And what I realized is there's a lot that's been added since Mr. Renshaw did this in 2017. A lot of it has to do with physical education, physical activity for the health and wellness. With that, there is another part that's called WellSat interviews that I will, in the next, between this meeting and the next meeting, get with Coach Hunt for the physical end of it, and then there's some nursing questions that I have to ask. But anything that has a zero on it on this scorecard means it was not listed in our wellness policy. So between now and the next meeting, it will be listed in the wellness policy, and it'll be updated, and I'll have it for us to approve so we can put it on the website.
So this was 2017 scoring?
No, that was today's scoring of the 2017.
The 2017 standards.
Yes.
From the standards have changed.
Yes.
And, okay, got it. So you're just basically going to take this, make sure that anything listed here is
in
here.
The wellness policy.
And actually done.
And a lot of it, although it says zero, we do it. It's just not listed. Like one of them was have water available for the kids. Mm-hmm. We have water available for the kids at every campus. But it's just not listed. It's supposed to be listed.
How families are provided information about eligibility. I mean, y'all do that.
Right.
It's just not listed.
It's just not listed. So we just need to, so we will be up with the government standards on the wellness policy, make it where it's listed. So basically, I just got to go ask the, like, a lot of the stuff, we don't market our food, like, to tell them what they can and cannot have. We don't post signs, and it's saying specifically signs on, like, football fields and this, that, and the other. We don't do that. So some of it won't be in here because we do not physically do it. our score, our district score was for comprehensive was 50 and strength was 49 with a five-year-old, six-year-old report. And the average is 50 and 35. So we're still within, standards, but I want to get it much higher standards. I got close competition that have higher scores than me, and I can see theirs. So I will be working on that and getting with appropriate people to ask the appropriate questions on that. With, do you want me to go into the negative balance?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
Mm-hmm. We used... How much did we end up getting?
1,060. Yes, ma'am.
It's a great thing. Don't get me wrong.
Sure. It's we knew it would thing. Only last a couple of days.
If I pay off a kid's account that's a full pay, which they can overdraw $10.
I got it.
If I pay off a kid's account in 3 days, they're maxed out. Again. We are sitting at 377 kids have an overdrawn status, and the total is 2186.55 today, right now.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Yeah.
$2,186.55.
That's about what it
it's district,
was
district,
on day 18 that
district wide?
District wide. So 377 kids. I did ask, something was said about if we could, like they couldn't buy snacks until they paid off their account. I'm not allowed to do that. I asked.
So if they bring money, they bring a dollar for an ice cream.
I sat there at breakfast. Breakfast. I sat there at breakfast Tuesday morning. I worked high school breakfast and I had six kids that were $10 overdrawn, so I had to give them, we never do alternate meals.
Right.
We never do alternate meals at breakfast. It's not allowed. So I gave six kids free breakfast, and they handed me $3 for a monster.
And that's after letters are going home.
Yes.
Still, not just like the first month of school.
Oh, no, they go home a lot.
I say this with love. We do phone calls for like a lot of stuff. Can we not do phone calls, like robocalls?
We can.
Your child is $10 overdue.
How do you notify them? What do you do? Is that what y'all do?
We send letters home. Elementary, ECC, and about half of middle school make it home.
Yeah.
High school never make it happen.
So is the majority of this still high school? So that's one of the things that we learned at the last meeting, that a
okay,
huge
so
portion
2186,
of this was high school level.
I can tell you real quick. Let's do high school only.
I got pretty good kids, but they're terrible at bringing notes
on
their
I feel like it doesn't happen in middle school or high school. If I need something to go to a parent, I call them on the phone and I say, hey, I'm fixing to mail you something. And I'll tell them what it is, and they'll be looking for it.
I don't tell me.
$633.83 is high school. That's not that bad. I thought it was going to be way worse. Hold on. We'll see. Hold on.
What'd she say?
$633 was high school.
$602.44 is middle school. Let's see what those elementary kids are doing.
They also can get, I know that I had a teacher call me one day and was like, I just wanted to let you know that River has like five snacks, or Van has like five snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
so you're not allowed to tell them.
Yeah, because you can't
tell
them no. So I put $50 on the account.
I had to do that.
And then the next week, he's like, I ain't got ice cream. I'm like, because you ate 17 bags of Cheetos.
I sat and watched a four-year-old yesterday with six snacks.
So you can put up. That's the problem. So the parents have to say,
no,
they can only
say
have
no,
one a day.
You can say that because I thought it was a no snack.
No,
or
it's
yes
anything.
Snack.
It's, you can do, they can only have snacks on Mondays, like snacks for on your own we child, a lot of parents we tell if you do a single day snack, like a one day a week, we tell them to do it on Wednesday because we get our trucks in on Wednesday. The best snacks are there on Wednesday. So, but some of them do Friday only because if they've been good. Some of them are one snack a day. We can put
in middle school. So I found out Casey was buying ice cream for the whole O-line.
Oh, I've seen a boy buy all of that. The Cheeto Puffs. All of the Cheeto Puffs. He brought, and he had like $40 or whatever on his account, and he brought all of the Cheeto Puffs that they had on. Whatever, when the things came in, and he was just like,
so how can
like,
we?
Do you have to provide snacks?
We.
Just that, I didn't know if that was like a rule or something.
We don't have to provide snacks.
It is a huge money maker. Is there a way to send, can we send a letter home or something where parents can decide, like put the choices on there, like, oh, once a week or once every, you know,
that would
every
be
other day
a
or one a day.
Teacher driven. We wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay.
We don't have,
if we
my staff
do
don't have
Google
access to
form that might cut down.
I wonder if it's possible to put, you know, like on a website where they have like a red ribbon at the top that states, is there a way to, hey, attention parents, if you want to put some type of restriction on snacks, like a disclaimer.
Send a letter.
A disclaimer.
You can do that.
Right, but like on the website where they go in the parent portal where they put money on, can we put a disclaimer on there that says...
Not where they pay, but I mean, we can put something on the website, absolutely.
You're saying on the AISD website.
Yes.
They wouldn't look at that, though.
They wouldn't look at that, right.
Why can't you?
Well, but the thing, I can put it on the page. I can put it at the top of the menus every month where the parents look at the menus.
Can you send a phone call home?
I saw
it.
With an email?
Yeah.
And say, dear AISD parents, your child is consistently overdrawn. If you would like to send a note saying limiting how many snacks they can have,
I feel like parents, the phone call is the most
important. I know
important.
that's what gets all my parents.
High school.
If you send out a phone call and then tell them to check their email with a Google form, like that we've done for our, you know, questionnaires and all that we've sent out to the parents, and then that would put it all right there, easy for you to just be.
The only thing is, in the phone call, I think you have to say a little bit of information. Like, to what I mean by that is just a little bit to hook them in to look at the email.
Exactly. Because
sometimes I don't know that.
Yeah,
just saying, check your email.
If you want to be $2,000 overdrawn, and
you'd like to limit the amount of snacks.
So elementary, did I tell y'all? Elementary, 773-27.
There's also there's 700 kids there versus
And ECC is,
and there's 120
$77.
What is it?
$177.01.
And that's a lot when you consider that they only have 120 kids there.
And there is. Where's my child?
That's so frustrating to me, though, because at that age, that's when the parents.
Well,
at high school,
our
high school kids just
all
don't.
The way
out
through
thanks,
school.
Mom, for the money. I'm
I don't.
Sefco after school is where my money's being spent. But
if
the
kids knew they could just get, can elementary kids just go back?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I think my kids.
Oh, I think yeah.
Yeah.
And then just throw their lunch away and eat Doritos.
Yeah.
They can do that.
They can.
So if they have free lunches or something, the parents, they don't get snacks unless the parents bring money up there, right?
Right, or they bring 50 cents.
So, but then they can't get snacks and overdraw. I mean, like, you can't just give them snacks. They have to have money there, right?
Right.
So, these are actually, like, paying people
that didn't even meet the qualifications to get free lunches.
These are not free lunch.
Right. These are
not all
impoverished.
No. Right.
Can't pay for
right.
food.
Right.
So
I mean,
there's
a lot that now are eligible for free lunch that, I mean... Because I can tell by looking at this list that we're not eligible, so we're sitting. a lot of them.
Why, what would make them more eligible now versus...
They didn't fill out applications, and they get overdrawn, they get a letter, they decide to fill out an application.
Gotcha. Okay.
But then I have parents, one today, that filled out an application. Child started 2 days ago, sent no money with them to even start, filled out an application today, so you know for 2 days they've eaten. And this is the third day they came through the line and eat. We're going to feed this kid.
This is a new student?
New student.
Okay.
Sent no money. And they make $109,000 a year. And sent in an application. I mean, hey, they sent in an application. But they still sent no money with the kid to eat.
They actually put $109,000 on a free lunch application.
Oh, well, they, I mean, well, it's...
I mean, am I hearing you correctly?
I get it a lot.
That depends on their family size.
Yeah,
I wonder if...
17
children. Yeah, I've got a lot of kids.
I wonder
I'm sorry, that was a little too abrasive, but are you kidding me right now?
I wonder if because we've had free lunches for... Maybe they don't know that we don't have
Well, I did get that a lot when we were doing...
If you make $109,000 a year, you know how to read an application.
No, but I mean, but we were having free lunches for a while, and everyone,
you know,
and I'm just wondering, like, if they,
well, see, I had one that we sent home a note, and they wrote back, I filled out an application.
I said they think they automatically...
I filled out an application.
It is lunch.
And I looked at it, it was $104,000. So I was like, they didn't qualify. So I sent a note home, I'm sorry you did not qualify. We did send letters. We had a huge crash, so some letters didn't go out, but I understood that. But... some people just don't get that they have to pay for food. So he came through on Thanksgiving, and I was the cashier.
You told us that story.
And, but I filled out an application. Well, yeah, I did too for that $4 million house that I didn't qualify for.
No. So can we do, I like the Google Forms. I mean, because people fill, I mean, if you get, we have to make it easy, right?
So
exactly.
Easy.
Like, we have to make it super easy. So, issue number one is, well, it sounds like we also need to remind people. So call people and say, we're thousands of dollars over in AISD on unpaid lunches. Mm-hmm. Number one, please go to this website and fill out the dang application. If you make less than, I guess it depends.
We can.
Okay. Yes. All right. Please fill out an application. Number two.
No guarantee you will
right,
get approved.
Right, and send money with y'all can in the meantime.
Yeah.
So, and I guess number two is please go here to pay off your student's debt. Then number three, your debt. Number three is your, if you would like to limit snacks, how many snacks your children can get, please fill out the Google Forms.
I'll get seven together, and I mean, and I think what I plan on doing, because I didn't start this year with my stuff, but I'm going to attach next year when they're filling out applications, it's going to be attached to it.
Yeah.
Limits, no limits. You know. The one thing, and I can't justify, I cannot, and I know.
It's okay.
Sorry. None of my bosses are in here at this moment. I cannot justify taking food away that's already been on a tray to give them an alternate meal, so that's more food that's going to come out of my kitchen, to throw away the food that they just had on that tray because, so...
I think the issue is we need to get people on free lunches that are eligible for free lunches, and then we need to get people understanding how to limit the snacks, and then... get people to
they
pay.
Did say on the high school kids, which we saw the difference about prom tickets, is they if they're overdrawn, they can't buy prom tickets, they have to pay off their account.
All fines, that
all
gets
fines.
Them.
Any fines they have, yeah.
Yeah, they did that when my kids were
mm-hmm. We get the money back.
And it worked?
Yes. They haven't started selling them yet, but that'll
no,
be
cool.
It works.
They did that.
It does
work. Are my older ones.
You
work.
Can go.
And it worked.
Oh, you're telling me. You're not asking.
Yeah, it worked.
How far can you go? Only $10, right?
$10.
Okay, so if you, okay, pay off your $10.
You don't need to be renting a Tuxedo Mine address anyway, I guess. So, yes, you can do that.
If you can $10.
As long as it doesn't...
If you can buy a dress, you can pay $10.
Okay.
So... I'll work on a form of some sort. I'll work on the telephone calls going out. I've got to figure out how to do it for just individual kids because
get what get happened. Ms. Wright to help.
Yeah,
me.
She was going to help.
Yeah.
What happened to me last time is I had it went out to every parent the email to if your kid gets a note home, and every parent called me the next day because my cell phone is listed on everything. So. I'll fix that.
I would check
into
seeing if you
could
put something on the website too, though.
But I will. I'll put a banner on the menus. Because a lot of parents look at the menus too, so I'll put a banner on that about the snacks and yeah.
There might even be a way when you go to the website, something comes up.
Yeah.
That'd be a pop-up.
I just don't want to
high school kids are not going to look at a menu, and high school parents are not going to look at a menu. Like, so if you're expecting that from a high schooler, you should rethink that.
Elementary will, I know, so yeah. That'll be seen at least.
And then one quick thing, there was a question last time, not even in here, but a question to me since about the high school was selling Monsters.
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, when you said that a while ago, I was like,
huh. So it became a problem, and then they were limited to one monster a day.
They were letting them have more than one a day to start with?
They were buying three and four a day. So it was limited to one a day, and I watched, I stood right there with name tag on. They look at me like I got two heads. And we're handing their money to four people to go get their monsters for them in a line. Well, they are not going to be selling them any longer. As soon as this little batch that we bought sold out.
Whoever thought that was a good idea in the first place.
It wasn't me. They aren't. Well, they actually, because of the calorie level, the only thing that makes them smart snack approved is what all our snacks have to be through the government, is they have 2 calories too many. That is the only thing.
What about the caffeine?
What? The first time I have seen the word caffeine, it came up on one of my questions today, so I'm trying to find where, but there's 0 caffeine limit because, like, this is from high school. But I can sell this because it has 0 calories.
Monster has the same thing this does with 2 shots of espresso. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine drinking 3 of these a day.
Well, and imagine what your heart rate would feel like if you drank this.
I'm going to be with after this.
But so,
I'm like, man.
So there will not be any more Monster sold.
Thank God.
But, I mean, they still sell sodas. But there was no limit. And they were, but that was another thing of a kid coming in that was $10 overdrawn and giving them $20 and buying all Monsters.
I won't pay my bill by buying Monsters.
Yes.
I'm not hungry if I drink Monsters today.
It's a great spectacle. I watched a 9th grader buy 4, or it's not sweet, but sweet
teas. I had to have a Monster energy drink intervention with my children. They get 1 a day, and that's it. You can't have any more than that now.
They're getting them.
I'm sure they are.
To this day, I have not bought one. Not one. My children were never allowed to have it ever. If they have it now, they're in their 20s, they're buying it themselves. They're refused. You will not have that.
Yeah.
I see too much in my publications about it, so it's hard.
And that's all I have.
Okay, so did anybody have any questions?
So we have a plan for the school lunch stuff.
Yes.
Okay. God bless you.
Chelsea, do you want to talk to us about, we talked about the backpacks, like, we were like, I'm not for sure if we still do the backpacks anymore, I'm not sure, so I went into Chelsea and asked her, and so she will update us about how that's going since we moved from combined campuses and have so many kiddos.
So, like, previously, the last 2 school years, the church has met with us as counselors, the
First Baptist,
but they did not meet with us this year, so I don't know if maybe they didn't have
funds or
like money for that or people for that. I don't really know, but usually we have like a back to school lunch and they sat down and with all the counselors and we all talked, but they didn't do that this year. I know, not last school year, but the school year before, they were getting food from, like, some food bank. I don't know which one it was. And in the bags, it was, like, Nerd ropes and some of the stuff, it would be like rice, but some of it was expired, or like at Easter it was like Easter eggs full of candy.
Yeah,
I mean, kids were coming to me like, can I get my candy bag, like, where's my candy bag today? So I know that year, like, on my campus at the old elementary, I mean, that's what they thought it was, like at Valentine's. I remember seeing like the chocolate, like the little boxes of like chocolates, like with hearts, like they were sent. It was crazy. And I talked to the ladies at the church, and they were like, yeah, we're going to try to move away from that. But I had sent out like a form. We sent one out for everybody. And we had like probably 45 kids or 45 people that sent it back. Like, that's who were, they were getting the candy bags. And then the next year, last year, we met, and they did a new little program. I forget what it was called. But they didn't want us to send it out to everyone. They wanted it to be more like if a teacher saw something or if somebody came to us and it was like a need. But they started like stuffing little bags, and it was really good. Like,
was peanut, that the first the church was
yes, okay. And it was like peanut butter crackers and like a macaroni and cheese or like granola bar, like stuff that kids could cook on their own. So that's what we did. I think I had like probably 10 kids that did that last year, maybe not even 10. And then we also did like the TCA kids, where we were like giving meals to some of the families. But the hard part about that was, people like would not want to come and pick it up.
Yeah.
We talked about that. I was trying, like, we did like a meal a week for them. We were
That's
trying
what
to
I was,
do.
I was telling them about that.
And I, like, could not send home a pack of hamburger meat in a kid's backpack. And then they, because we did it on Fridays. And I did do it, like, on the bus. Like, there was, like, a few times. There were, like, little kindergartners who their little backpacks were hanging backwards. And I'm like, okay, tell your mom you have something in your backpack. Because it was, like, taco soup or something. Or, like, chili. I don't know whatever was in there. But, like, cans. And so it worked for some. But then people just... they would not come and get it. And so I still have like cans of food and stuff like that. And then over here, it's just me and 700 kids. So I cannot do it by myself. And if there is some people who would like to form a committee or they want to do something, I know, we did a fundraiser, the little turkey feather fundraiser when I was over there, to buy food for the meals for the families, and it was really good. So I don't know if that were to be something that we would do, and maybe, I mean, each campus do, and a committee on each campus could like fill the bags.
So in my class, obviously, we do life skills, so mm-hmm. we're learning life skills. So if we were to do a fundraiser, my class would be able to shop. We can mm-hmm. go to do whatever, and we can also sort, because mm-hmm. those are two very big things. Huh. And then the 18+, they do all the vocational training, and they are going to work jobs, and we can get those things.
That's awesome.
I feel like we can mm-hmm. handle a lot of the life skills group.
That's awesome.
We'll be able to tackle
awesome.
A bunch of that. So,
we just need to know like how many, and then tell us about that fundraiser that y'all did. Like, what was the fundraiser?
It was in the fall. It was like for about around Thanksgiving, and all we did, I had like each teacher like a turkey face, like that made them into a turkey, and they paid $1, I think it was $1, like per feather to put on the teacher's turkey, and whoever won, whoever had the most feathers, like won. Or I mean, and we made like $2,000. Like, it was like crazy for, I mean, but it was like we were feeding all these families. And then like we did like a Christmas dinner for everyone. We had turkeys donated. I know like the community want, like y'all people donated a lot of things, and the community would do that. I think we just need more help to do those things, because I mean, we got a ton of stuff. We did Thanksgiving and we did Christmas.
Did they pick up those meals?
It was like after calling and calling.
I just remember food sitting up, like we would take out like hamburger meat and then it would be thawed out.
Yeah,
I mean, never come and pick it up.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's like, now we're just basically.
It turned into like a panic.
Your families? Was it based on like an application?
Saying they needed it, right?
Yeah, well, we did the first year, this was before I did like the meals. The first year was just, I sent out a form like, hey, we're doing this. If you need something, if you need food, like, yes, I'm interested. No, I'm not. And then I called everybody, and we had like 45 people probably that said yes. And then the next year, it was just like 10 or so. Like, we did teachers, if you see anyone, or if it were people that we knew from like last year. But the problem is with that is like people falling through the cracks. Like, even right now, I have fed. There's been like one kid that's come and said, I didn't eat breakfast, I don't have anything to eat, I'm hungry. Like one. But I'm not saying that's not
right.
happening, because I'm sure it is. I know one teacher over Christmas break like was worried about what is the student going to do. And we actually called the mom and she was like, yes, I need help. Like, and there were like a million people living in the house and she had a job, but she was like, I need help. So,
well, I just wonder, like, if there is 10 to 40, right? However many families,
mm-hmm.
if we did form a small committee,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could deliver to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
could deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if
yes.
we delivered.
Well, and we have
the
kids.
Thought of kids not eating.
We have
keeps
high schoolers.
Me
right.
So I'll take it to
right.
everybody. Like, I
well,
don't
and
care.
We have high schoolers that have driver's license. So as I don't think
you
that,
get
that
the,
would
oh
be
my
interested.
To deliver.
Right.
But, right.
Yeah, the confidentiality
yeah.
thing.
I mean,
like, confidentiality, that is a big.
Maybe with kids.
Yeah.
For sure. The confidentiality.
High schoolers to deliver to high school students, but
right.
like if it's an elementary school
yeah,
student
gonna
or something like
that,
yeah, they're not
going
to get their family, so
yeah.
Yeah.
they're
not
going to.
Never mind then.
Yeah,
I know.
But I mean, if
like
we formed
a
committee
service,
here,
right?
Have newly graduated.
Well, you
students.
Have for the students to be able to do it. You would just have to have permission from the participating parents to allow a high school club to deliver. That's
well,
what
and see, I did. Like our kids would meet like in the mornings with me sometime and help me like sort and
yeah.
like. Package yeah, everything
I
and all that.
Mr. would come early, like on a Tuesday morning.
Yes, and so
that
right, so
yeah.
the kids wouldn't know like who
yeah.
it was going to or anything like that. But then it just got to like, okay, well, I had 2-5 kids show up this week, and then I'm like, what am I gonna do with all this stuff? I have to do it myself, and then the rest of my job is
mm-hmm.
not able to get done because I'm.
I guarantee.
I mean, I'll have to talk to Pablo about
too.
It, but again, that's I mean, delivering
yeah.
stuff.
Right.
That's one of the jobs that my kiddos can do.
Okay,
like, I mean,
awesome.
I mean, some of them will get driver's license, some of them won't.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that will, I mean, that's gonna be. I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For their skill set,
uh-huh.
and that
yeah.
and you have
and
lots
so,
and you have a
and
you
have
lots of room too.
We,
though you have lots of room that we have.
Oh yeah,
could,
I can
could do
yeah.
a lot
and
of that
yeah,
stuff.
We talked about doing trying to do like a food pantry.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. Like, why if we can't guarantee. But there would be an availability that's local since that's not something that's here, right? For them to be able to just at least come locally to get.
Well, we food. Have. There's stuff
or they're
at
just so
the
far
ECC,
out.
The, like in that big closet. Like the freezer is there, and then there's like still cans there. So if that, like that could even be a start. But I don't know how you would work going back and forth, you know?
Or
if
you the 18 plus
it, or,
kids, some of them go over there. Yeah.
About.
Something like that would
us.
Be.
I mean, we have some of our life skills helping out with our maintenance crew.
Mm-hmm.
We have them with our grounds crew. We
yeah.
have
some
been,
are working across.
Some are
with
working at the
Sherry's.
At the Mexican restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all over. There's no
yeah.
reason that couldn't be
mm-hmm.
a job. And they're not, it's not.
Yeah. Well, and something that might
carry
yeah. over into.
Or pick up.
We did
weekly,
once a week.
Monthly,
we did
okay.
once a week. Uh huh.
Okay.
But the, like the backpacks.
It would be for the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the backpacks, like when it was just like the snack stuff, like I would just go buy, like when the kids were at like specials or something, and like stuff, like take the bag and put it in their backpacks and all that. So that was like every Friday.
Do you think if we offered delivery that more people would?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to deliver.
I would
too. I'm here all
mm-hmm.
I get off at 2:30 and my kid don't get out of school till 3:45. So yeah. I sit in town because I'm driving.
kids could get them ready. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's
a
great
thing.
That
would be a huge thing. And
a good skill for them to have.
Or even like that would be something cool for them to like plan a meal maybe. Like
We work on that a lot. We cook at least once a week in class.
They can plan. They could cook whenever they can, you know, practice and then plan that.
And what to send home.
And then shop for it and everything. I mean,
they go to Walmart.
What could we send home to get this sort of started? Like, how would we know how many we have?
What will we do?
How many did y'all do?
Well,
for
I mean,
Christmas?
I don't.
I'm gonna be
Christmas
super
Christmas.
Jaded right now.
Oh, I'm, yeah, that's me. Well, I feel bad, but that's me.
I know. I work with a lot of foster. I'm worried that the same parents who wouldn't even pick up the ingredients won't cook the meal either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a possibility.
Well, so yeah, so that was something I was thinking about too. I don't think that we should send full meals home as much as things that kids, I mean, everybody's worried about kids being home and a backpack buddy instead of a meal.
And that's the church was real good. The last when they were doing it themselves, like not with the food bank, they were really good at like they would send like ramen or like something like the
easy mac.
Even if we had to teach them how to use a microwave or something, like they could, if their parents weren't home or whatever, they could get up and.
It's just a cereal,
it's a whole different world.
It really is a different world. Because
they
like,
have the little cup of soup you can put in the microwave.
Yeah.
They have
so
a macaroni.
Yeah.
They have a lot of things that are
kids.
Add water.
Yes.
Oatmeal. Add water.
Yes. Oatmeal was in there a lot.
They also have cereal in those little single top off.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot of options that doesn't require.
So maybe not a meal at all.
So maybe not hamburger.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I know the little girl, like the teacher who called, her mom works somewhere locally, and
she's not home at dinner time, and so the little girl, like, she doesn't have anybody, she has no warm food at dinner, and so that's what she was like, please, I need help with dinner, so... Like just little things, and she's in third grade. So.
How many families did y'all take care of during Christmas when we had all of the counselors kind of thing? Like how many?
I think we had 5 or 6.
It
had
I only have
15. I can tell you.
Wow. You had a lot.
Yeah, but you.
I think district wide we had. Well, if you had 15, the middle school probably had. We probably totally had, yeah, 35 or 40 district wide. Because we got together and do you know what we're talking about?
We did counseling last year. I remember something about it.
Bee Tree, we did it this year too. So
it's usually staff. We'll just grab like
Angel Tree for bees.
And then we'll, yes.
And we get together and we don't double serve. So if they have an elementary and a high school, we like the high school will take them or whatever.
You have 26 families.
Yeah. 26 kids. So some of them were like siblings.
No, yeah.
I would say we had, how many families do you think you had? Families, not
families,
kids.
Families, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
yeah.
10, 11.
Is that
families.
At the elementary?
Mm-hmm. And so I'd say probably, then I'd say district wide we probably had 30. Maybe.
And then, so how did you find out like who needs
like these are the ones like from last year, like the ones that I just knew from last year, and then anybody I sent out something to the teachers like, hey, anybody that you recognize that you think would be good that needs help, and they added a couple on there that were newer families that we didn't have last year.
And then we contacted the families
and they had
sure
to say
they,
yes or no
and that they would come get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And ours all did.
Yes.
And everyone came.
Because I know at middle school, everyone came and picked it up.
And we were able to
give. I mean, I guess like a few of them, and I was just like.
Oh, I think ours were all like, very appreciative.
Or
and
they declined, and they were like, "We really appreciate it, but we've got it figured out," and they didn't take it.
So we did toys for every kid.
But they didn't pick it up after.
No, they didn't take it.
We talked to everyone before we
purchased for their child or anything.
We also gave a turkey dinner.
It was donated.
Yeah.
Staff could donate.
The counselors?
Yes.
So could we send a note to each teacher? The teacher give a list of names?
That's what we
did. District-wide.
That's
give what that is. List to the counselors, and then they call?
That's what we did.
That's, yeah, okay.
Like for the same
I would say we have that
right,
list.
Right, yeah.
Based on Christmas, I would say we have that list, right? I mean, wouldn't y'all?
Yeah.
Did y'all do this in high school too? I know elementary with the backpacks. Did y'all, is that something that y'all did in high school too?
Well, we did the same thing in the church. Like, the church would drop off bags of food.
Okay.
I won't say that we had a ton. We had.
Well,
might
have
been
3 or 4.
Yeah.
High school kids don't live.
I feel like there's. Because yes. I know, like. Y'all would call, or like Logan would call sometimes, Mr. Cheney would call sometimes, and y'all's was more like he would put it like on a table, like, hey, if you need it, come get it.
We
like,
did.
He
we
did. Y'all did that a few times, time, right?
Yeah. I knew they had more. Ramen on a table because my son walked out to the car and I said,
I think we had some stuff left.
They
over.
Said it was left
over.
They
was.
Said, they said,
it,
said it. Yeah. I said, Quentin.
Yes.
I work here, Quentin. I said we can buy ramen, Quentin. Good this week.
That would be Casey. Casey would come home with like a bag of ramen.
I was like,
yeah. But that was, I think that was one time after we had filled all everything.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Christmas, and we just put it out and said, grab something as you leave. I think they said if you need it or want it.
He was
hungry.
He really did
need
it.
It was ramen. My God, that kid would. It was ramen. You know, you worry about kids and drugs, I worry about kids and ramen.
Well, the sodium is not the same.
Yeah, not the best
choice.
That's
why it's
so
good.
That's why it's so delicious, yeah.
I mean, I'd swell wet.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't
know.
Probably wouldn't
know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Okay, so we have that. What else? Do we want to add anything else? Does anyone want to bring anything else up that we haven't talked about?
Just along with, like, the food, the backpack, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
When my kids were in high school, and it seems like maybe when they were early high school, there used to be a little closet in the high school that would have like deodorant, toothbrushes, pads. I mean, you know, stuff. Do y'all still do that? Is it still there?
Well, the nurse sort
yeah,
of
we
has.
Have, we have it in the nurse's office, and they do. They come in there quite a bit and get deodorant
yeah.
and definitely pads. I go through goodness.
Yeah.
I buy a ton of pads, but that's all the time. I mean, and they just know, they go to my bathroom, it's in the top drawer, they get what they want.
Yeah.
And the same with the high school, the same thing. Deodorant, we gave you a bunch, didn't we, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have someone that comes in or whatever that needs something, I usually will send them over there to Kayla because she has.
I knew it was for like kids that probably didn't want
to try to start that committee
yeah,
and it never
yeah.
kicked
it
off.
It never did.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
really,
it never
like,
kicked off.
Kids that were like,
yeah.
not like I just started, you know, like I need this for now, but like,
I mean, they even,
really
it's when Rimshul was in here
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
had
yeah.
razors.
They
and
used to have, well, actually, what they had is they had little drawers and it was full of everything. It had paper, pens, pads, toothbrushes, all that kind of stuff, and they could just go in there and get whatever they wanted to get. I just don't think anybody would do
really
it. They wouldn't come in there and get it because they were almost, I guess, too embarrassed to go in there to get it.
Do you think other students, terrible to ask, but would get it for them? Because I can tell you that I have bought body wash and deodorant for other kids.
Yeah.
Because my kid said, hey, Mom, will you, next time you buy it for
get
me, will you
for
buy
them.
It for them too?
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to give it to them because they don't have any. So I'm just wondering if other kids, like, hey, why not? You want me to go get it for you? You know what I mean? Like
you're not going to, y'all wouldn't question, like, somebody coming to get it. Like, this is, it's for somebody else, but I'm going to grab it for
No, because I know that when
you know
when they
I mean?
Had it,
yeah.
I don't even think they have it out there anymore. Do y'all remember what I was talking? Were y'all here when Rimshul? They had, it was in the hallway, like, of the.
This was
in his
office.
Well, then they
yeah,
moved
the
it to the hallway.
In that back
then they moved it to the hallway because they wanted it to be where any you could come and get it whenever
yeah.
you wanted to. And so, and I remember there, but I just remember that most people, they wouldn't come in. But they would have never questioned anybody coming to get it from anybody
it
else.
Like
they was just open. And
okay.
they, if it
that's
was empty,
right.
they would fill it back
yeah.
up. And the only thing that I ever remember ever getting empty is the pads.
Yeah.
I mean, and that, and then we just buy more and put it in there.
Yeah. I just remember it was there. I just
yeah.
didn't know if it was still
middle school can probably use it too.
Yes.
I would so say at this point, if we hear about it.
You said it was at the end of the
because
hallway?
It was,
no, it was in, where, when I was there, it was like where the secretary sits. It was past those first two offices, past the little conference room, like that hallway right before you get to the nurse's office, that long.
Oh, yeah.
It could be
right
in
there.
The bathroom. Or maybe
they're like nervous to go.
I wouldn't go in there and do that.
I would be like,
yeah. Yeah.
But you go
are you talking about like in their actual
bathroom
that they use?
Yeah,
have
like
stuff
in the
there?
Kids' bathrooms. I mean, obviously, we put razors or anything
they
like
tear,
that.
They tear the
that
things off the wall.
That's what I was going to say.
But it is in a private place. Like, you would have to go into the restroom now to get any of those items.
Right.
You would just, if you came in and you said, you know, I need some deodorant, the nurse would say, just, it's in the restroom. And they would go in the
but
restroom.
But that's the staff restroom that they go in.
It is.
That
so
restroom.
They don't go in that restroom.
Yeah, but like if they had it, if they have it in the, if they right. have it in the restroom, like at the high school, I could imagine we would go in there and it would be
everywhere.
They would just throw, they would just destroy it. Yeah. They would just, they'd undo every pad and stick them on the walls. That's what they would do. Like,
and not, we're not talking about the kids that need it.
Yeah, not the kids. Yeah.
I would say, I would argue there's some kindergarten teachers who would like deodorant in their rooms.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've realized I was doing spinal screenings and stuff, and I've got where I will only do those in the mornings.
Yeah,
you know, because in the afternoons, they are so, and it's not just boys. It's
no,
girls,
it's,
too.
And
they're also,
age.
So I'm like, nope, spinal screen is 8 a.m.
You were 100% right about
that. I can't tell you how many times I've said, if you need that much X, you just really need a shower.
Yes. Yeah.
I taught first grade, and I handed out my antibacterial lotion.
They stink.
The smell good stuff. Like, a little, I had a little one at from Bath & Body, and the one kid goes, oh, thank you. So it was our thank you lotion, and I used it anytime it snuck in there.
Oh,
and before lunch. They did, yeah. And they thought it was such a, you know.
God, they stink.
Yes.
They do.
Like a wet dog
burn. Well, if we, I mean, I'm just trying to think how to go there. There really is a body wash deodorant issue. Like, so, if we did like a, if parents, it was a parent sponsored deal where we did like a little cabinet just kind of tucked away around a corner in a hallway or something, and we kept it stocked.
The hard part is to get them to go get it.
Yeah.
What about
you don't think that the kids that need the deodorant or the body wash are the same kids that are needing the food?
Oh, most definitely.
Do you
think
they even
why
realize
just
they
put
need
them
it?
Together?
Have you smelled some of my patients?
Yeah,
I mean,
like I think sometimes they don't realize.
Yeah.
Like,
they
do not know you
need it. And that takes away the embarrassing part and the
that's
trashing the bathroom part. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing the masks were good for. Spray my stuff.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So then nine.
Just add that as part of the.
Do it like once a month instead of once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Once a
week.
Just add that one once a month. Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like if someone comes up and says they like need it, if we find it out, we figure out a way to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was,
it's just
I mean,
the point of
it's
what
just
they
the
say
point of
they
getting
them.
Yeah,
it's
getting them willing to ask.
Yeah.
As middle school and high school kids, that freaking kids are mean. They're freaking relentless.
Yeah.
And so the kids, they don't want to let other people know they're having issues because they just don't want to deal with it.
No, we make fun of.
Yeah.
Well, now that you know, yeah, now you know I'm having a hard time. You're going to use that against me.
Yeah, kids are mean. I see it every day.
Let's set our next two dates too for our next two meetings.
I want you to know it wasn't my phone at 1:30, but my brain said 2:00.
And I don't care.
I was
arguing
with
we were just
at 1:30 for
yeah. Because why we changed it to 1:30 instead of 2 is just because last time we got out so close to 3 and then we were all rushing, and
right,
so
right.
I think 1:30 is probably our better time.
It's totally fine. I'll make sure I do it right next.
Okay, 1:30. But y'all tell me what day you what days are always good for you.
Thursdays.
Okay. So if y'all can figure out a, we can meet in February. We have to do two more meetings, February and March. When do we start testing? When is that? April?
Mm-hmm.
So that starts getting busy for counselors and all that. And then May is just crazy. So I would say probably February and March. And then
February
9th
or
23rd
look best for me personally.
Those are Wednesdays.
No, thank you.
Are we doing Thursdays or Wednesdays?
Oh, no,
Thursdays
right.
is okay. better for Dr. Riser. So if there is Thursday,
yeah,
February 9th
or 23rd
look
great.
I can't pretty much any Thursdays.
Okay, so let's
23rd.
Do the, how about 23rd? Did you say 23rd?
Yeah.
February 23rd, is that good for everyone?
And then March.
Not for me, but it doesn't matter. I mean, both of y'all? No, just me.
Okay.
So we're good.
Okay. February 23rd, and then March. Do you have any? Can you look at your March?
We get the 16th of spring break, so. Yeah.
Okay.
So
23rd. Looks good.
Okay, so the 23rd, the same, March 23rd. And we'll do those at 1:30.
That one I will miss.
Okay, you'll miss that one. That'll be our last. Is there another date that would be better?
Oh, don't be rude for me. I have an appointment.
Okay. Okay, so one thing, so well, I will meet with the school board next week.
Is it 1:30?
Uh-huh.
Actually, I should be open.
Okay, so next week I will meet with the school board and we'll just give the school board our new members and stuff and all of that for Shaq. We will just tell them like basically what we've been doing, what we have been discussing. And then after we meet in March, we can meet with them again, like in April or something, April or May, and ask. We have to ask, like, if we're going to do something with the school, for instance, like the backpacks or something, we need to go to them and have them approve for us to be doing that. And so that we'll just sort of tell them what we're doing so they have it on their mind. And then in April, we'll ask them if this is okay to do. This is our plans and, you know, if it's okay for us to do that. And so, and then get their approval for it. And so anything that we want to get to bring to the school board, just we need to talk about that and then bring. So we do have a meeting next week with them. So is there anything else that we need to bring to the board for any kind of, I mean, I'm going to do our new members who's all on here and then talk about the backpacks. And
I did the coin drive thing for the negative. What we kind of talked about doing that the second part of the school year.
Uh huh. So
do you need permission for that too?
I think we do. I think we'll need. Yeah, I think we'll need permission if it's coming from the Shaq committee to do
so
this.
So what Jerry and I kind of talked about was, I found a company that will like donate the envelopes, like green envelopes or. You know, whatever, and then just printing out like each kid, throw all your change, you know, collect change. I mean, it's going to be a coin drive to go towards the negative balances. I don't know when the best time to do that is, but we kind of talked about doing it the second part of the school year.
Okay.
And I'd like to do it at all the campuses.
Okay, so maybe that would be something good for us to when would be the best time to try to get something like that going?
It don't matter to me.
Does it go
tomorrow? She's like, give me money.
Well, when is the best time to have a fundraiser like for stuff like
that? Can I ask one question? Yeah. So obviously it's been paid off once and it's now back up. If we have the fundraiser now paid off, who's to say it's not going to be back up?
So you can't,
maybe like the end of the school year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoever's left over.
Good girl.
Cinco de Mayo. Turn in your Cincos. Turn in your coins.
I just want to make people pay the bills.
Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
I mean, yes.
And too. Maybe after the, maybe when you do your phone calls and stuff, maybe that'll make a big difference too, and people will start paying it off or something. You know, but I can bring that up too.
So we want to kind of shoot for the end of the year, because did you say you ended last year with like negative $800 or something?
No, we ended with negative $127.
Oh, okay.
But we
paid it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Lots and lots of times we pay a lot of money.
Right, right. Okay.
But I think it was intermediate then. They actually went around to the teachers. I'm saying we I know personally I did a lot at elementary out of my pocket. And when my car got stolen, the thief left money in my car and the cop told me to take it and pay off accounts.
Oh, no. Nice.
So that happened too. But,
so, I mean, I guess where I'm dropped. Would it be beneficial to have two more? Like one kind of now prior to spring break and then one at the end of the year? I mean, because you're substantially negative now. How is that not going to turn into 5,000 by the end of the year?
I can't say that it won't, but It won't get much more than that.
Because it can't? It's because the, of the $10?
Because
it can't,
right. It's the same kids. It's the same kids I'm paying off and...
So well, if we do the prom thing, you'll catch the high school kids because they will pay it off in order
can
to
you,
the prom.
When y'all said that, another thought I had: can you do that with like library books?
It's any fines.
It's any fine.
No, but I'm saying at the younger campus level, can you do the same thing that you do with prom tickets? With
I say you can't get a library.
You can't check out a library book. Or?
It's not it. See, but that's where
no, because then they can't read because their parents are dirtbags.
Right.
I forgot. We still recording.
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
We
know
that was not his right.
Cool.
We won't say who said that on the recording.
Oh, Michelle.
Don't blame me. I get slammed enough on the door.
So are the ones that are having the charges all the time and stuff, are those the ones that we need to reach out to?
I mean,
but then you're saying that they didn't qualify for the free lunches.
Or maybe they just haven't filled the form out.
I have a family.
Or they make
three kiddos that are all $10 overdrawn that I reached out. She said, I just wanted to verify the amount your husband makes. Just trying to. They did not qualify on their application. He left. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm sending home an application. You're a single mom. You don't work. Put zero. 6 weeks ago. Still have not got that application back. Still feeding those kids.
Okay, this is for next year, and this doesn't help us now, but I just thought, you need to set up a booth at the homecoming carnival with applications and fill them out. Because do you know how many kids were there? Like, there were a ton of families there. You might catch
or actually have a, some kind of booth and you can make them money.
Yeah.
Well, she does that though at Meet the Teacher. Like, they have a form sent home.
We did 700 forms and got.
Or make money, you're right. Or make money.
Just
have
set
a booth.
Up a booth and make money.
Yeah.
They're not going to fill out the form properly.
Because the forms are always like when we go to open house and pick up the little packet, everything's in there, even though we don't, you know, Rooster doesn't eat in the cafeteria, it takes a lunch every day. But all those forms are there, like that. Riding the bus, you know, all that stuff is there. So, like, people see it.
I mean, again, though, is there an electronic way to do those forms?
Yes.
And just, there is?
Yes. Started this year.
Okay, starting this year. Because, I mean, papers get lost.
I think we may have even talked about this, too. Is that, you know, how when they do the registration, they have to upload certain things or they have to fill out the
label? You can't move on. It cannot...
Be required.
Be required.
Okay.
We cannot make somebody do it.
Wow.
I tell them, say if you were to walk up, I know what you do for a living. I know you're not going to qualify for a living, but I say just put no info. Write the words no info so I know I've got a form on you. Because every form we get back is different money for different things. It counts.
Somebody should tell me
that. I don't know why
that is. I never said that.
Is there, okay, but.
I don't, my kid, he takes a lunch, so I didn't know I was supposed to fill it out.
It's title money as well. For everyone that I enter, whether it's free, reduced, or full pay, the school gets credit
for it. But see, that's probably what parents are thinking. Y'all are parents. That are thinking, you know, like, I'm not going to fill that out because there's no reason. So maybe, I mean, parents need to be more educated with it. It says, please fill this out because it helps with our fundings or whatever. We need a form on every student.
To registration on the forms, is there something in there that can be said if you need a lunch form or lunch forms help out the school, please fill one out? Like, is there a note that can be put in? Whenever a parent re-register, like, they have to re-register every year.
Yeah.
They have to upload, and they have to fill it out if they're new. Is there I know you can't make them fill it out.
Right.
But if they don't even have the information or know that that's a possibility at that time when they're willing to fill out papers, You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That might be worth it.
I would have filled it out every year if I had not
gotten it's just like a health form that I get. Every year I have to get a new health form on every single student. And if your child has no kind of health conditions or whatever, then you just check no and you sign the back and you send it in. Yes. So you sign. So, but... And if I don't, and I check them all off, and if I don't get a health form on your child, I'm calling you and saying, hey, I didn't get a health form. I'm going to email you this or come by here and fill this out. Even if it's nothing, I still want one so I can go back and say, nope, you said there was nothing on here and your child is having an asthma attack or something, you know, so I have it on there.
Jerry, so, I would talk to Christy.
A way to put
with the health form, with the other form.
All of that stuff, yeah. They're filling it out, like, I know I have to fill this
like
out.
If there's a way that when they say they click, yes, I feel I might need assistance with nutrition, or however that would be worded. If they said yes, it would take them to the form. If no, maybe it would take them
and they just still
to part of the form, or whatever you need that also, I don't know, maybe it's the whole thing. I don't know.
I'm even at very simple at this point, even just a reminder that it's needed. Yeah. Whether they need it for free and reduced lunch or they... I don't know that you can have people fill it out. Like, I don't know how you say that, but...
So you can't require it, but it, like, she just clicks something. If they click no, they do not need assistance, and it clicks over to, if I can figure out how to work it, to the form for they can... do not wish to fill out, and it automatically does it blank, and it counts it.
See, that's what makes sense.
Like, if there's a way to do that, and then that way they have the option, but if they click yes, need assistance with,
then they go there.
And the other thing is, if they're qualified for that, they can get waivers for things, like for college application waivers and other things.
Our high school group, I had a couple that somebody sent me, I don't even know who it was, to be honest, said, do we have a form on Mary and Sue? And I said, no, we don't. Can we fill out a form on Mary and Sue? Said, send them one, let them fill it out. Both of them qualified, didn't know they qualified. Turned out they got their SATs free, and they got something else free just by filling out that application.
So that's there needs to be something that they can do that. Yes, I need help and fill it out. No, okay, it's already counted. It's checked off and it's done.
And they often don't
know. When parents are willing.
Yeah, they often don't know they have to fill it out every year.
And let them know
either.
That, you know, even if you don't qualify,
that's true.
We're pretty involved parents because I've been sure we've done it every year.
Exactly.
And as far as this year,
I work
like
at
the squeaky
school,
little
I'm not sure.
As a kid.
Right.
Like,
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
All those papers home with every elementary student said, hey, if you bring this back to the office, you get a sucker.
Yeah.
Cost you a really bag hard. Of dum-dums, and I guarantee my third going to be like, fill it out, fill it out, fill it out. Like, it's going to be a thing, you know?
Because you can't be the only one not getting
it.
You
can't be the only one getting it. And you're not requiring it. Requiring it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
That is true.
Yeah.
Or whatever teacher has the most come back, it's a pizza party.
Yeah.
The class what? A blah, blah,
blah. Whoever has the most.
Okay, so what all do y'all want me to bring up at the board meeting next week is that we're talking about the cafeteria, about having new ways for them to be able to fill out the reduced lunches and stuff, so we can make sure people that are qualified get those, and so we can reduce some of these charges.
I would definitely add in there, like, at registration, when the parents are willing to
fill out. They're at every registration. Every registration.
Right.
The.
What I'm saying online,
how
do you though,
online?
How to register online?
Re-enrollment.
Right, yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, interject
okay.
something in that online re-enrollment when we have to do it.
Because, like, when you have to show proof of residency every single year.
You have to upload it.
You know, and you have to upload it or it doesn't move forward.
We fill out your form every year.
You have
year,
to, yeah.
You know, so like,
even if there's zero on there.
I think what they're saying, too, is to make sure parents know that they have to fill it out so that you can get more money on different things.
Yeah.
Even if they don't qualify, they know they're not going to qualify.
Right. Well, but check yes or check no. Or,
and then it goes
I think that's the big deal.
She said she's not allowed to...
But I can stop them. Well, if we get the hard stop at the yes or no, they check yes, it automatically sends them to fill it out. They fill it out, that's fine. They check no, it just sends them a signature.
So,
that's right.
But you're missing out on parents that are willing to fill out something.
But I'm saying
she'll be able to count that.
She'll be able to count
if I can
she'll
check. No,
it.
They don't have to fill out the
oh,
information.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just
okay.
I don't need it.
And it's documentation that they verified that they did.
Got it.
But
it's, got
it checks off some other box for you.
Yeah.
Like it helps some other way.
So what?
I manually put every one of those in the system.
What can I say though? What
it's gotta help with
what can I say at the school board meeting? Like what can I say that when you if they don't submit these forms or something, what does it do for you? It does not give you what? What kind of funding
grant
is
money?
That?
Is it grant money?
Grant money. It's title.
Avenues to gain more financial support for our students. Thank you. What'd you say? Oh, funding, right.
Okay.
Yeah, because food costs have gone through the...
You are not kidding.
Right. Y'all just don't even...
Everything's expensive.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, everything is.
Everybody here goes to the grocery store. I mean, you know,
no,
it's more.
It's across the board. It's for your animals.
For
it's
week.
For everything.
Yeah.
Pay, horse feed, all of it's just...
Yep.
$10,000
last week.
She's so fun. You're fun.
Do we have anything else? Does anybody else want to add anything else to anything? Okay,
I
so we're
like
just
to hire Guido to go boss kneecaps on parents who don't pay their bills. That's my contribution.
And she went on the record to say
and I know a Guido, so I'm not gonna
So any more closing comments? Do we want to adjourn this meeting at 2:45?
Yes.
Who says motion this?
I make a motion.
Okay.
Okay. We're the 23rd on both months, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I seriously have it in as 1:30.
Go ahead and turn that off.
I will.